This is Fresh Air. In her 2013 debut novel, The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P., Adele Waldman wrote about love and narcissism among literary hipsters in Brooklyn. Waldman's long-awaited second novel, Help Wanted, is set in another world entirely, a big box store in a depressed town in the Catskill region of New York State. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
There's a moment towards the end of Adele Waldman's new novel, Help Wanted, where a smart but insecure young woman named Nicole, who's a worker in a big box store, approaches her manager to ask him what he thinks about her ambition to go to college. The manager, nicknamed Big Will, is a good guy, but he's distracted. He's just been promoted and reassigned to another store. As Nicole sits down in Big Will's office, she notices a photo of a bunch of guys at what must have been Big Will's own college graduation. We're told that they looked preppy and confident, like the rich kids from high school. Nicole remembered how she'd felt in high school. She thought of the time in social studies class she'd referred to people in Mexico as speaking Mexican. She could still hear the laughter. What if, when Big Will said she was smart, he didn't mean that kind of smart, college smart, like his friends? Nicole got up, told Big Will it was nothing, and quickly left his office. A really good writer, like Waldman, knows when to let a moment speak for itself. By the end of that brief scene, we readers sense Nicole's aspirations have deflated, maybe for good. Waldman's debut novel, The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P., about a young literary hipster living where else in Brooklyn, was lauded for its wit and shrewdness. It's been a long wait for Waldman's second novel, which turns out to be not what I was expecting. Help Wanted is a workplace ensemble piece set in a Costco-like store in a Catskill region town. It's a place that was first hollowed out by malls and now by e-commerce and the disappearance of corporate office parks. Waldman has said in interviews that she herself took a job in a big box store for 6 months. Her motives seem to have been mixed, part anthropological, part practical. The income generated from her debut novel was beginning to dry up. Help Wanted itself is a mixed bag. As you perhaps heard in that passage I just quoted, it's graced with the psychological acuity that distinguished its predecessor. But because Help Wanted is a group portrait, it tends to visit rather than settle in with its working class characters. The overall effect is both panoramic and jumpy, not unlike the novel's opening scene, in which the team members of Movement, corporate speak for the crew that gathers every morning at 4 a.m. to meet delivery trucks, frantically unload boxes of stuff, kitty litter, shrink-wrapped lampshades, sunscreen, bound tiki torches, toilet paper, and single-serve styrofoam cups of soup. The novel's plot is, in a sense, also a collective effort. No, nobody's talking union. Instead, given that Big Will, the current store manager, is moving on up, the workers hatch a plan to rid themselves of their own reviled division manager, a woman named Meredith. By singing her praises to corporate, they hope to get her promoted, albeit undeservedly. Waldman clearly relishes bringing mercurial Meredith to life. Here she is approaching Nicole on that early morning unloading line. "Hi, love," Meredith said. "How are you?" Nicole gave Meredith the smallest, coldest smile she could get away with, then turned to a large box, a mini fridge, rolling toward her. It had only traveled a few inches when Meredith bent forward and gave it a big theatrical shove. "Boom, chicka boom," she called gaily. She turned to Nicole. "See," she said, "a little energy is all it takes." She snapped her fingers twice, right up in Nicole's face. If The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. was a droll depiction of the insider culture of literary Brooklyn, Help Wanted is an informed depiction of outsiders, hourly wage workers, mostly without benefits, who see themselves shut out of the American dream. If there's not as much witty banter in this novel, well, how could there be?
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Help Wanted by Adele Waldman. This is Fresh Air.